who's the head of my life. I wanna thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. It say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about long-suffering. I had to do a study on long suffering, so I wanted to share some of it with you this morning. But speaking of long suffering means forbearance. In other words, to bear with, to put up with, you know, to refrain from, to control one's feelings. But Webster gives the definition of long suffering: putting up with troubles without complaining, forgiving, tolerance, and patience. So long-suffering, patience in spite of adversity or suffering. Long-suffering means we are to be calm, even-tempered, and have composure. So to be patient is to be long-tempered, opposed to being short-tempered. You know, when we speak of long or short-tempered, I thought about when I was a kid, the old folks used to say, this person was quick-tempered or quick to fly off the handle. So in other words, it's no self-control, no temperance, but it's patience against opposition. It's having patience no matter what's going on, having forbearance. In other words, control of our temper, endurance of wrongness, being mistreated without anger or thought of revenge, bearing trials without complaining. And I know this is easier said than done. Not easily angered, not hasty. In other words, not impatient, not impulsive. And when we speak of impulsive, mean acting without thought, not taking the time to consider or to even think about it. It's enduring with calmness, or quietly persevere, making a little or no noise. Perseverance, keep going. Put up with. And then we have stamina. And that's power of enduring, power to withstand. You know, that we talk about composure. That's that calmness in the midst of all the trials. We're to stay calm, remain cool. When I was a teenager, we used to say cool, calm, and collective. In other words, we have to be cool, calm, and collective. But you know, we have to have a degree of toughness as steel. So that's the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us the stamina, the power to stand, the power to hold on, the power not to give up. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, but in the midst of opposition, have to persevere. In other words, we have to keep going. We have to persist and not give in. But when we speak of being persistent, it means to continue firmly in a state or acting in spite of the obstacle. In other words, the obstacle is that thing that's in our way that's trying to block us, trying to stop us from going forward in God. But you know what? We have to realize the enemy gonna come and he's gonna try to attack. He's gonna try to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. He's gonna try to come and cause you to look at your problem. But baby, we gonna continue to be firm. We gonna do what we have been called to do. You know, long suffering does not retaliate. In other words, it does not get even. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, we do not want to get even. We do not want to even wish harm on them. But you know, we have to have self-restraint in the middle of all our problems, in the middle of all our troubles, all our trials, regardless of what we're going through. And sometimes they are hard. But baby, it's okay to shed a tear. But you hold on, as my friend pastor would say, hold on with a bulldog grip. Don't let go, no matter what the enemy is trying to throw your way. Hold on, because I promise you, God is in total control. But you know, it is the opposite of anger. It is associated with mercy. So when I think about mercy, mercy is God doing what we do not deserve. Mercy is forbearance, compassion, leniency. In other words, tolerate, to forgive. To forgive, shown to a guilty person. In other words, we got to be patient with that person. We even have to have compassion with them. We have to tolerate them. We have to forgive them, regardless of what they are doing or saying. But you know, long suffering is manifested in God, in his nature. Exodus 34:6 say, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. In other words, God is merciful. The scriptures say his mercy endures forever. He's full of his grace and his long-suffering. He gives us chance after chance after chance. He gives that sinner man chance after chance. Why? Because his goodness, he's abundant. He have a whole lot of grace and goodness, and his truth, it never runs out. His truth is forever. But you know, in other words, he delay in executing wrath. Romans 9:22 say, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endure with much long suffering to the vessel of wrath fitted for destruction? In other words, God dealing with sinful man, the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. In other words, God desires for man's salvation. The long suffering of our Lord is salvation. You know, God does not want to see anybody perish. He desires for us to have everlasting life. God's long suffering, his patience to us, is that none should perish but come to repentance. You know, then there's long suffering as a Christian, and it's produced by the Spirit of God. We are given power, in other words, strength, all might, according to his gracious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. In other words, we get strength from God. We have strength, we have power. God is living within us, so we have power in us. And he gives us strength to endure. He gives us strength to go through, because he sees all and he knows all. God is with us. He has not turned and walked away. The enemy wants us to think when we are going through that God has left us. But that's a lie. That's a lie from the pits of heaven. So, you know, to sum up, long-suffering is perseverance. To persist, keep making an effort, not to give in, keep going. Endurance, stay strong, stay firm under the pressure, put up with it, tolerate, continue, last. In other words, don't give up, don't give in, and don't give up. You know, we say we know God and we trust him, so we have to lean and depend on him. This is the time that we really have to prove that we know God and we trust him and know that he loves us and that he is with us. So trust God for your strength. Trust him to fight your battle. Remember, he's high and lifted up. He sees all and he knows all. Remember, no weapon formed against you will profit. So in the midst of your storm, in the midst of all your troubles and your problems, keep silent. Do not give anyone a piece of your mind. You know, we got a habit of saying, I had to give them a piece of my mind. Baby, keep your mind and keep your peace. God has got control of this. No murmuring, no complaining, no vengeance. Don't get even. Don't get even. Leave it to God. Like Moses told the children of Israel, stand still and see the salvation of God. In other words, don't try to fight your battle. Don't argue with them. Don't get even. Don't even wish even on. Don't wish evil on them. A lot of times we pray and we say, I'm giving it to God. But we're giving that person to God, not because we really want him to take control of it, but we want God to step in and do something bad to that individual. But we don't have to do that today. Don't think evil of them. Love them and just do what you have to do. But you know, ever wonder why that person or those people, no matter how you pray, no matter how you pray, no matter how you pray, it's like they never go away. They always there. But you know, a couple of Tuesdays ago, our pastor was telling us, remember in Psalms 23 where it said the Lord prepares the table in the presence of your enemy? God said, Pastor say, you don't want that person to go away, because why? God is going to prepare a table for you, and they're going to be able to stand by and watch and look how God is blessing you. And they're going to wonder, how in the world did they survive all the things I've done? But look at it like this. Not only did you survive, not only did you stand, not only did you not give in, but in the midst of it, God is now preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Oh, yeah. So even in the midst of our old age, we will still bring forth fruit of the Spirit. There is no limitation to our age. We are like a perennial flower. We grow from year to year. Annuals are just for a season. So, and that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be annuals, like an annual flower, here for a season and gone. But baby, I come to tell you, we are perennials in the Spirit. We will not let the enemy cause us to give in, give out, or give out, or give up. Because you know why? We are here and we're here to stay. And not only are we here to stay, we are here to do what God has caused us to do, even in the midst of all our trials. So just remember, God has given us the power to be strong and steadfast, to endure everything that comes our way with long suffering. And that is patience. The enemy wants us to think, I just can't take it no more.
Hope